Now, more Ebling and You on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back, Jack and Scott, Ebling and You, 1320 WILS. My guess is the vast majority of our listeners would like to drop a pound or 10 or more than that. And there are a lot of different ways to do that, and there are a lot of reasons to do that. Doctors will tell you that obesity is one of the great problems we face in this society. There are so many temptations all around us. I want to welcome in our next guest, Alberta Latinsky, registered nurse and nursing supervisor for Medical Weight Loss Clinic. Hello, Alberta. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Well, just fine. How many people in this society, what percent would you guess are overweight or obese?
Oh, that's really tough. I'd have to say about 40%, if not more.
Okay. I've heard those numbers used and thrown around, and depending on what definition you want to use as to how much over the ideal body weight they are. But can you talk a little bit about some of the dangers and why that is destructive, not just to our personal health, but also to our productivity?
Well, you know, when we're overweight, number one, we don't feel good. We don't have any energy. It sometimes keeps us from being able to get to work because we're sluggish. We just don't feel good. We run into problems with blood pressure being elevated. We run into elevated triglyceride levels and cholesterol levels, which means your LDLs and your HDLs, which are the HDLs, which are our good cholesterol, and the LDL, which are our lower ones, you know, they're elevated. We're not feeling good. It's not healthy. Our arteries are getting clogged up with all the oil and the garbage that we eat from the fast foods that we take in.
Mm-hmm.
We have a lot of type 2 diabetes running around right now, more than we ever did before.
Right.
So again, that warrants us having to go to the doctor more often, either to be a diet control diabetic or to have to go on oral medication or insulin. And that interferes with life. You know, we just don't have the energy to do the things that we want to do or the things that we used to be able to do.
If you can bring your weight down, your chances of being diabetic are much less. And if you are, you can even come off your medication, right?
Absolutely, you can. You know, at Medical Weight Loss Clinics, because what we do is work with people on how to break their bad eating habits.
Mm-hmm.
We teach them how to eat regular, everyday grocery store food. We teach them to eat from the basic four food groups, which are proteins, fruits, vegetables, and starches. And by doing that, we can lower cholesterol levels.
Mm-hmm.
We can take patients who are either oral or insulin diabetics and either bring them to a lower dose of medication, depending on how severe it is, or completely take them off medication just by losing weight and getting healthy and getting back to basics.
All right. I'm curious how many people, Alberta, are losers in the genetic lottery and how many of them just have an environmental situation which leads to these problems. Scott, we heard someone give us a great quote a couple weeks ago about heredity loading the gun and our habits basically pulling the trigger.
Well, you know, hereditary means that my family history will dictate whether I become a diabetic or dictate whether I have bad cholesterol, good cholesterol, which are the HDLs and the LDLs.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of it can be changed by what we do and how we eat. You know, we're a society that is so busy right now. We come from two working parents, so unfortunately kids are a product of what we are teaching our kids. And, you know, moms don't stay home anymore like they used to and prepare good meals for the kids, at least for dinner, and pack a good healthy lunch like they used to do when I was growing up.
Mm-hmm.
So what we're running into right now is we're so busy and we keep our kids so active with activities outside of school that those drive-thrus become so convenient for us.
Right.
Or the restaurants that have curbside to go. So, you know, we're ordering food that tastes good. We're not ordering foods anymore that are good for us.
The portions have gotten so large. For the most part, I think we've supersized everything.
Absolutely we did. You know, if you go to McDonald's, Burger King, Wendy's, they always ask you, would you like to make that a medium or a large? What happened to the regular size? It's gone. Yeah. It's not there anymore.
Our guest, Alberta Latinsky, nursing supervisor, medical weight loss clinic, and located in Southfield at headquarters. I actually had a chance to meet the founder at a Michigan State football game a couple of weeks ago and had planted the seed for this idea. Alberta, I wanted to see if it was basically as simple as this. If you take in more calories than you consume, you're going to gain weight.
Correct.
Okay. So the trick is, if you enjoy eating as much as many of us do, then you're going to have to make some decisions, and you're either going to have to exercise and or you're going to have to watch what you eat. You're going to have to show some self-discipline if you want to look the way you want to look and feel the way you want to feel.
Absolutely correct. And I think a lot of us don't understand. Like, a lot of our patients will say back to us, I have never eaten this much food. I can't eat it all. Well, when you stop and think about what they're eating, and again, it's portion control, but it's good, healthy foods, so that we are, when you're on our diet, and I hate to use that word diet, but when you are on our program and you are losing weight, you will eat more food than you do when you're not on the program, because you're not eating wasted calories. You're eating good, healthy calories. So I can be on 1,000 calories a day or 1,500 calories a day and average a weight loss of a half a pound to 2 pounds a week.
Okay. It's just a matter of staying with it. How important is it for someone to see some results quickly so that they are not discouraged, so they have some incentive and they say, hey, I can do this and I like the way I look?
Oh, it's extremely important. If our patients don't see results within the first 5 to 7 days that they're on our program, they get very frustrated. You know, I can do this at home. I don't need you. Why am I here? Well, once you get people onto a good regimen of eating good basic nutrition and teach them to eat from the four food groups, teach them how to prepare the food properly, our patients see weight loss instantly. I mean, we start to see a weight loss within the first 3 days that they're on the program. The nice thing about our program is that they not only see pounds drop, they will see inches. And our patients can average an inch drop of anywhere from a half an inch to an inch every 10 days to 2 weeks. So it's great because you not only see the scale come down, you also see the inches drop. And that's important. You know, that the inches are a visual for us.
Sure. Alberta, you used the word diet, and I know that that is a controversial word in the health community, but there are so many different approaches without going into an infomercial for medical weight loss clinic. can you differentiate some of the approaches and basically maybe in 100 words or less explain how medical weight loss clinic does it?
Well, what we do is we work with our patients one-on-one. We teach them how to be in control of their lifestyle. We teach them how to eat regular, everyday grocery store food so that they average a weight loss of a half a pound to 2 pounds a week, depending on their medical background. We're going to teach you how to go to the grocery store, buy your food. We're going to give you recipes to prepare it for the entire family so that all of you can sit down together at a meal and eat together, so that you can all benefit from it. We're going to teach you to stay away from processed foods, from fast foods, from greasy foods. It's basic. It's simple, basic nutrition. And a lot of it is the behavior modification and the behavior education that we do with our patients. A lot of it is accountability. We like to see our patients at least 3 times a week so that we can keep you on the right track. And if you do have a mistake, you know what? You're human. We do make mistakes, but you have to put it behind you. You have to be done with it and move on to the next one because, you're just as normal as the rest of us. I do the same thing. We're going to fall off. That's normal, but we have to pick you right back up again and remotivate you and get back on track.
As you said, education, as in most things, is the key here. And you make choices. You make life choices.
Absolutely.
It's choice, not chance, as a former basketball coach here used to love to say. And if you have to be out and you're eating and you have a chance to eat white bread or wheat bread, or you have a chance to eat lean meat or something that is rich with gravy and all sorts of sauces, you understand the choice you're making.
Absolutely. And we do teach our patients how to go to restaurants so that they can order food. You know, we have people who lose all of their weight and eat three meals a day in a restaurant. So it can be done. Okay. Again, as you said, it's learning to make wise choices.
All right. Alberta, can you give us very quickly a website or something in case anyone wants to check out the medical weight loss clinic approach?
Sure. What people can do is if they're interested, they can always call us at 1-800-GET-SLIM, or they can go to our website, which is MWLC.com.
Sounds great. MWLC.com. Thanks so much, Alberta.
Thank you so much, and you have a great day.
All right. Alberta Latinsky, Nursing Supervisor, Medical Weight Loss Clinic. This is a Michigan-based company. That's why I bring it up. And there are many, many, many ways to go about this. I mention it because I'm looking at a number of ways right now and trying to lose weight that my doctors ordered me to do. And I'm going to kind of keep you abreast of how that's all going.